Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bands tend to sell merch more than music nowadays. Should you be considering a store on your website?
With so many options available, we'd like to break these down and help you decide which route to take.
Hey, how's everyone doing? From Bridge the Atlantic, I'm singer-songwriter Marcin Novelli from Canada.
And I'm music web designer Russ Barbersmith from Scotland.
And you're watching B-Sides, a show empowering musicians with knowledge and advice. If you're new here, subscribe.
So today we're going to be talking about stores on your website, which is something that I get asked about all the time. So I guess the big question is, should you have a store on your website?
This is kind of a weighted question though, right? Because it really depends, I think, on your fan base, how much you expect to be selling. Do you have the budget to pay someone like yourself to put together a store on your website? Because it's costly and it's a lot of work.
It is. So the short answer, I think, is yes, you should have a way for people to buy your music or your merch. But I guess the kind of secondary question to that is, what are you going to use to actually sell that music or merch to your audience? So obviously there's platforms like iTunes and Amazon that you can sell digital downloads through. And then there are other platforms like Bandcamp, which can do a combination of digital and physical products. And then you've got other platforms like Big Cartel, which are also good for selling physical products. And it's just a kind of weighing up what's going to make the most sense for you, whether it's to use external platforms or a combination of external platforms, or to go with something that's fully customized and built into your website. And that's really the kind of where you need to ask yourself a few specific questions to decide which of those is the best route to take.
Like for me, I've been around for a while. I've released a bit of music and I've existed as a solo artist for over a decade, you know? So I'm kind of old school in the idea of, like, I think you should have a website that ties all your different social media presences, you know, together and brings it to one place. So we've talked about this in the past. Yeah, you should still have a website. I had a website for a while. You created it for me, but we didn't put a store in until a little bit later. You know, it was something I felt like it was missing. And I just wanted everything integrated in one place, right? Now, I do still have merch available on external stores. But for me, I like the idea of people going to my website and having everything available there. And if they want to peruse and look at other things there, well, you know, I think that that's just a great place to have them there, especially because I offer a free song to everyone who signs up to my mailing list. And when you're on my website, it kind of reminds you of that. So it's, you know, it's a good place to get people there. It's the only place online I'm fully in control of how things look. So it's kind of the same with the store. One thing I personally really like about having a store on my website, and one of the main reasons I did it, is because I like to keep costs as low as possible for my fans. And I can't really do that when I have to pay somebody else a fee. You know, I mean, you always have to pay someone a fee. Most people like to pay with either credit card or PayPal. And, you know, as the merchant, I do get charged hefty fees for that. Imagine also having that on an external website where you have to give them a percentage of that sale. And I think music lovers tend to want to actually give as much of their hard-earned money to artists that they love the most. And they want to know that you're getting as much as possible. So that's why I have an integrated store. I keep prices lower than everywhere else, even to download my music. I think, like, my albums are available on my website for $5 to download versus, I guess, like $10 on iTunes. You know, so I try to always keep prices as low as possible. And I think that's what having a store on your website gives you the opportunity to be able to do that you're not able to do elsewhere. But again, you can weigh on in this. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of money. And if you're just starting out, or you don't really, or you have one shirt to sell...
Yeah,
don't,
that's where it changes. So I think for you, it definitely makes sense to have a store that's built into your website, because you're selling a combination of physical products like t-shirts, and you're also selling CDs, and you're selling digital downloads.
And posters.
You've got a lot of different things on there. Mm-hmm. So I think for you, it definitely made sense to go for an integrated store that you've got full control over. Mm-hmm. For artists who are maybe just starting out, and let's just say, for example, they only have one t-shirt to sell, and that's the only thing they're selling aside from downloads on iTunes, for example, then I would say to them, don't go for a store built into your website at this stage. Use something like Big Cartel, which is free if you're selling less than five products. So that's a really great place to start. And I would say use that for a while until you're getting regular sales and or you've got more than five different products that you want to sell. And at that point, potentially look at upgrading a store, especially if you're going to start selling digital products in addition to your physical products. So that'd be my suggestion there. In terms of if you're selling digital products only, that is something that you could do through your website. And again, it depends really on how much control you want to have over the pricing and if you want to be collecting their email address, which is always a good thing to be collecting. Because if with your website, you know, you will get all the information from that customer. Whereas on iTunes and Amazon, you don't have a clue who that person is. You're not going to get any of their information. So, you know, that's another reason why it can be good to have a built-in store on your site. But it really comes down to the volume of products you're selling and the type of products that you're going to be selling, because each platform has different kind of different strengths, I think, and different pros and cons with each thing. So it's, yeah, always a few things to weigh up.
For me, I feel like there's just so many places that people connect with an artist online, which is fantastic, but it can also feel like it's spread so thin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where possible, I think, you know, people are expect you to be available on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and so on and so forth. But I think that, you know, no one gets upset if you're not on a certain merch store. So I guess where we can take control and bring people to one place, you know, try to do that, I guess, you know, but you know, what would you say, Ross?
I mean, I think the ideal scenario is always the integrated store. I think, you know, if you have enough products to sell and, you know, you've got the budget to go for an integrated store, I would say it's always going to be the number one option, because that's just, it looks the best. It feels the most professional. I think everything about it just, you know, is better than any other option. But we have to be realistic at the same time and think of what we can afford, what makes sense right now. And I think that external stores can be good. And of course, you link to them from your website. So, you know, you always want to send people to your website, but you can have a link to that external store in the menu. You can customize them to an extent. It will never be quite as good as, you know, having it built into your website, but at least you can make, you know, the colors, the photography and stuff match somewhat. So it still feels kind of consistent with what you're doing. But no, I would say integrated store is definitely the number one choice, but an external store, depending on what you're selling, you know, is, it's a good thing to have, and you can always upgrade later. That's why I would always tell my clients is it might make sense now for the next 6 months to a year to do something external, see what the demand for your merch is like, see how many products you end up selling in 6 months or 12 months time. And at that point, maybe make a decision to upgrade to something that you know, is integrated and allows you to sell a wider range of products and get the email addresses from the people that are buying from you.
And this is just my artist side coming through here, but keep things reasonably priced. You know, you, the only charge in between you and your fan on your website, again, is just the company that's billing. You know, would that be a credit card company or PayPal or whatever, or bank, whatever else you guys are using. You know, don't look at other bands and be like, well, they're charging $30 a shirt. I can do that too. I mean, they can, because the level of their success, you know what I mean? Don't charge anything more than like $15-$20 for a shirt. You know, if you have a shirt that's been hanging around for a while and it's not selling, bring it down a little bit. You know, you can, you're still going to probably make a profit and the fan gets something too. Just always put the fan first. And remember, I it's not a competition in this world of music. However, people only have limited amount of money, you know, and if they're going to decide between purchasing your shirt and another band's shirt, they're both the same price. And that band's just, I guess, a bit more well-known. I don't know. They're probably going to pick the other band, you know? So if you can show people, hey, you can buy two shirts for the same price that you can buy a shirt from that other artist, they might just do that, you know, offer promotional discount codes every now and then, reward your super fans, whether that's your patrons or someone who's supported you on another platform or someone who's just really supportive on social media. Throw them a discount code. Hey, you know, say, hey, you know, no pressure, but if you're looking to get something by my store, here's 20, 30% off, whatever you can afford, do it. It's, these are the things I do. And I would strongly recommend that you consider them.
Yep, absolutely. And I think, you know, stores and discounts and all these kind of things are stuff we could probably talk about a lot more. And I think we probably will, but not right now. So if you want more from us, please do look us up on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you want to pick up one of our shirts on our store, visit our website and use the coupon code BTARocks and you will receive 20% off your order.
This episode was brought to you by Social Surge, your source for social media marketing and online music promotion. Check them out because they do what, Ross?
They keep the show alive. And if you would like to sponsor the show and become an official Bridger, you can join us on Patreon from as little as a dollar per month. Not only will you be able to showcase your band or brand to our amazing audience, but your support will allow us to bring you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
All right, that's it for B-Sides.
See you later. Bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.